Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Sync for August 11th, 2020. I think that's the right date. I'm Andy Turley. I'll be hosting this. If everybody who's on the call here can just say hello and say their name, that would be great.
I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Theo Butler.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Nightline.
All right. Welcome, everyone. And welcome anybody who is tuning into this after the fact. So we've got five people here. We didn't have a meeting last week. It was just me and Joe, and we decided that we probably needed more people to really have a reasonable quorum.
So I disagree. Run forward. Run forward. Screw those people who don't show up.
Joe and I mostly talked about what we're doing with our kids during the pandemic. So So if you would like to follow along, which I hope you do, the issues that we're going to discuss today are in the Zulip on the Sync channel under the 2020-08-11 topic. So can go there and see what we're going to talk about and see links to those issues. So let's get it started. We'll start off like we always do with RFCs. We have one PR, 179 Unicode string.
I need to bookmark this so that I read it. I haven't had a chance yet. Something about Chippenware.
Roland, this is you.
Yes. Okay. So I distributed, I guess, the RFC yesterday. What would you like me to do with this? But I've gotten some feedback. I guess I respond to that and then made a bunch of changes in the RFC, which I put up last night.
So I would say, just in case it's not clear, if you left a note already, there's a lot of conversation on here, so you might not have, but just, you know, just drop a little note on it that says, hey, 5 days ago. So actually I'll just do it here. Roland has updated the RFC in response to comments. Who gave feedback other than Joe? Jason Carr with one? And Matthias?
I think so.
So was it Matthias, Jason, and Joe?
I think that's right.
Okay, so I'm going to specifically ping them, asking them to have another look. I have not read this at all. I was overwhelmed by everything. So I will spend some time having a look at this myself as well.
Okay.
Although in the end, my thing with strings mostly is they should be improved. And in the past, when I've talked with Joe about it, Joe seemed to have lots of good ideas. So if Joe says it's good, I'm going to be like, okay.
All right.
I mean, there's a lot here for this. So, I mean, nobody who's on this call was somebody who had any feedback initially. Has anybody who's on the call had a chance to read through it all?
I have not.
I still need to do so.
Okay, so let's move on, because nobody who's on the call has had a chance to. But, you know, at least, hey, I pinged the other folks in case they weren't aware of the update. So.
Thanks.
Okay. Next up then is, there are three issues in RFCs. So there's Mark RFC repository as a release with any implemented features, 180.
I'm
not sure that I agree with this.
Oh, well, can you start by explaining it to me then? Because I'm not sure I understand it. I might understand it or I might not.
Well, I mean, maybe I don't understand it. The big thing is what features are implemented without reading closed pull requests. I feel like, I guess my opinion is the changelog is sufficient.
Are they not aware of the release notes and changelog for each of the releases? Is that the idea, or is the idea that they want to be able to look at an RFC and without having to click on the
right? So I think there's two things that would go towards clearing up any confusion that's brought up here. One would be what you're able to do just by going to the PonyC repo and sorting issues by RFC, which I don't think we have a tag for RFCs. No, we don't. But just filtering through searching for RFCs that are still open would be one side of it. And then the other would be looking at the RFCs listed in the RFC repo and being able to determine immediately if they are, if they've been implemented or not. I'm not sure why you would need to do that in a way that isn't like for a particular RFC. If you want to know if that's been implemented, just clicking on the issue and seeing if it's been closed. I don't know why you would need to do that in aggregate.
So it, I did at least understand what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like we'd love to know which features are implemented without having to read closed pull requests. So I'm not aware of having to read closed pull requests. You can go and you can, there's a link in the RFC text for the issue and you can see whether the issue is closed or not. Perhaps that's what they meant by read closed pull requests. I guess.
Yeah, I think no matter what, we should probably ask for clarification from the person who opened this.
You seem to have a better grasp on it, Theo. Do you want to ask for clarification?
Yeah.
Because I'm still pretty shaky on whatever it is that they are asking and what they're hoping to accomplish from it.
Sure.
Whatever the use case is, you know, that they just, that is problematic for them right now.
Okay. So, yeah, are you leaving a...
Yeah, I'm writing one up now.
Okay, great. All right, let's skip on to the next one then. Changes to auth implementation 177.
Well, it's a bit of conversation from a while ago when Joe responded and I hadn't seen Joe's response. So now I've responded.
Okay. So there may not be, there's probably not much to discuss here unless you want to say anything else about it, Sean?
No.
Okay. And 165, the pipeline operator.
Some people really don't like the fact that I just am like, meh. On pipeline operators. I'm not opposed. I mean, I don't know why anybody wants to waste time on convincing me, but okay.
Yeah, well.
I'm just not in favor. I'm just my gesture.
Yeah. I remember waking up the other morning and seeing the link to the Dave Thomas thing and thinking, I think we're beyond that point. But anyway, Okay. Well,
just for anyone listening, there is no opposition from me, which is blocking a pipeline operator. I'm just not going to push it forward in any fashion.
Okay. So I guess if anybody here or anybody who's listening to this would like to comment further on this, we can kind of see where we are next week, maybe.
Yeah, sounds reasonable. I mean, this would be somebody would have to write up like all of the semantics of how a pipeline operator would work, right? And yeah, and then implement it. What's next? Where are we going to go?
Well, so I mean, I guess here's the thing. If we want, should we just suggest this be moved into an actual RFC so that we can have like an RFC round of comments on it?
Well, so the issue is that nobody's written an RFC for this. This is a request for somebody to write an RFC.
Right. And I guess that's what I'm saying is like, I'm going to suggest to
Damon?
I guess Damon, yeah.
I would say just you know, I how about add a note that's basically if anybody is interested in writing this RFC, you know, there's been some feedback here. And the next step would be to write up an RFC. If you don't feel comfortable with writing up an RFC, but have additional questions for or whatever about how this might work, so you could write an RFC, you can continue the discussion here. Or you could write up an RFC. Something to that effect, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. I'm leaving a comment to that effect. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Moving on. Let's take a look at Pony C as we do. There is one PR, a work in progress, allow fields of local objects to be accessed in recover expressions.
Yeah, this is all Joe in my mind. Joe knows the recover stuff. I do not at all.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else here knows stuff. Hey, is that Jason of Jason Carr who's joined at some point? Or is that a different Jason?
Jason. Hello. It's Jason.
Oh,
he is.
Oh, wait, something in the chat. Something
in the
chat.
He doesn't have his mic on.
It doesn't have his mic on. Hi, Jason. Okay. We're saying hi. He said things in the chat, so there we go.
Okay. So, Sean, you're saying
I'm saying I have nothing to contribute on this particular one. That's what I'm saying. If anybody else does, that's great. Otherwise, I'm completely deferring the entire thing to Joe.
Okay.
He knows that code. I don't.
Should we just leave a comment for Joe? Does anyone know if he's seen this?
I believe it hasn't. Hasn't there a conversation from him on it? Am I misremembering things?
I'm not seeing anything.
Or is that a different one? Oh, it's a draft PR at this point. So
okay.
Once it's not a draft, you know, I think then.
I guess, Jason, if you do want some feedback on it or any help on anything, maybe leave a comment in here and just at Joe and ask if he's available to help. Okay. Sounds good. And Next up is, I guess that's it for PRs. Issues, release 0.36.1.
Let's get that one.
Yep. Next is assertion on trying to assign a value to a cast object's property, 3604.
So, I mean, basically, I think this is, you know, it's a bug, it needs investigation. Joe has a suspicion of where it was introduced. Somebody could try doing a bisect before and after to see if it was introduced as part of the Dippin's awesome consume field work. Or somebody could just dive in and try to fix it. But I don't think there's much else on it at this point. I will add the ever popular help wanted.
Okay.
I don't know that this would be a particularly good first issue for somebody, so I'm going to leave that off.
I don't think so either. Okay. All right. Soundness bug, compiler crash, match bindings should not be consumable unless the discriminant is ephemeral.
This is where Joe and Jason have been talking. Ah.
Okay. Conversation.
Okay, so I would, this is, soundness things are bugs. I'm going to put the bug thing on it. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay, some back and forth. We allow non-ephemeral matches? Anyway. okay. There are things you find when you don't do the thing anyway.
I'm not sure there's a whole lot else to be said here other than that.
Yeah, I think this is a good conversation between Jason and Joe. It feels weird to be talking about Jason while he's
sitting right here,
but it doesn't have a mic.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah, it feels creepy. Let's move on to something else so I don't feel creepy anymore.
All right. Okay. Congratulations, Jason. You've creeped Sean out.
That's a really poor way to put what I said. And that's putting an awful lot on Jason.
Sorry, Jason. This is all on Sean. I'm assuming action testing is just
Yep, I closed that one, and yes, action testing is always to be ignored.
Okay. Moving on to Corral, two issues. Add Corral and repo folders to gitignore, 150.
I don't want my tools touching my .gitignores. That would be my statement.
I would agree, unless we have a tool specifically designed to actually create something like, you know, a project or library scaffolding that creates the gitignore outright. That's the only place I would consider this happening.
Yeah, I think, so we've talked about Corral having a new command, which would generate things. And I think that having Corral have a new command where part of that would be is that you know, is what we talked about. Is it taking over some of the stuff that scaffolding did, of it creating a dot get ignore then? I think it would make sense to have them in it at that time, right? And I think we have one for new, right? We have an issue for new.
Yes, add new command support number 147.
Okay, so I say we close this and say that this should be part of the creation of a default get ignore should be part of 147. Sound reasonable?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Reasonable. Man. Can you do it? You're gonna do that, Sean?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And then 146, add search command support. Is there anything new on this one?
Which one?
146, the add search command support. It kind of looks like Damon is...
Yeah, I remember us discussing this, or maybe I'm mistaken and thinking of something else, but I think...
We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
It requires some sort of central package repository of some sort.
It requires something which can be searched. There needs to be an index. Until such time as there is an index, nothing is happening.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess let's leave this open. Is there a way to mark this somehow as like deferred or?
I mean, it's an open issue.
Yeah.
Okay. All open issues are deferred.
Okay. All right. All right. Pony Lane Crypto. We have
skip it.
Okay.
Nothing there.
Add MDC2 support 41. Why are we skipping it?
Because there's nothing there to talk about.
Okay.
There's nothing new on it actually.
Okay. Main actor.
Skip it.
Bump.
That was a dependabot thing for that I closed.
Okay.
So Jdox theme, has that been dealt with?
Nope. I'm gonna merge that one now. Thank you, dependabot.
That's Mkdox theme.
Yeah.
Number 28.
Yep.
Okay.
Done.
All right. NetSSL, 1PR, implement building and testing on Windows, number 33.
Oh God, my reviewing was requested on this. How long ago?
12 days ago.
Oh God, Gordon, I'm so sorry. You need to kick me when I do that.
Oh, no worries. It was prompted by someone on Zulip having problems building it in Windows, so I made a script to build, and then he said it worked for him, so.
Yay, cool.
So I went ahead and added this the GitHub action to test PR.
Okay, hold on. Add missing new line. I added a change to your PR. What do you mean Sean T. Allen has committed since you started editing? What? I am Sean T. Allen.
Are you though? What?
Apparently not. I'm... Oh, okay. Apparently I double-clicked or something, it says. I don't know. Okay. All right. Installing on Windows, blah, blah, blah. And make.ps1 that I don't understand at all. But you said it works for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this? What are we really... I think this deserves a change log, right? And it needs a better title for when it goes into the change log. So this is, I would say this is an added, right? And what should this say, Gordon?
Building necessary libraries on Windows, something like that.
How about we call it make Windows installation easier? How's sure. that sound? That sounds like a good change log entry, right? Okay. So we got to squash this. Squash and merge. Okay. Boom. Boom, boom. Confirm, squash and merge. Boom. Nice. Okay. Code change log. Where's our change log here?
Who's got the angry bird?
It's Blue Jay.
And I did the same thing for the regex repo as well.
Okay.
Awesome.
Why did the changelog bot not run? Why did the changelog bot not run? Oh, there we go. Okay. Terminal. Dun dun dun. Dun 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 dun. This is what? This is crypto, right?
This is net SSL.
Oh, okay. Net SSL. That's better. That makes more sense. Tag release 1.0.1. Push origin release 1.0.1. All right, the release is underway. Thank you, Gordon.
It's live.
Boom. I mean, why not? Got to have stuff to put in last week in Pony, man. Otherwise, Theo gets to like wait until the end of the day and just change the subject, the title of the issue, and that's no fun.
It is no fun.
It is no fun.
Right. So we should probably move straight to the regex one, which is pretty much the same thing except for regex.
Yep. Okay, so that's issue number 22 in regex.
PR22, implement build and testing on Windows. Let me guess, does this look exactly the same?
Yes, including the missing new line in the git ignore. So you should probably remember that.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Consistent.
Oh, I got there before you.
Oh, you bastard! I'd like to apologize to all the people who don't like the cussing and the swearings. Sorry. I can't help it. I was raised by cussers and swearers, and I have low self-control. What was it that we decided was a good name for this? Make installation easier on Windows, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I need to add the label.
Yep, added.
Added. And squash. Squash and merge. Okay. Right. Squash and merge. And then once the change log gets updated by the bot, I'll do a release of regex. What version are we at anyway? Is this also? Yes, it is. All right. See, regex. Waiting for the bot to do its thing. There we go. Okay. One more time. Pull. All right. Tag release 1.0.1. Origin Russia. All right. There goes a release.
Okay. Thank you for the play-by-play. Okay. PonyLang website. We've got the Last Week in Pony.
Yeah, issue. Just me doing the not so fun thing of just updating the name.
Yep. Okay, Pony Up, we have three issues. First one is add find command 135.
I don't know. What is that one?
So we're going to look at.
What happened on that one?
Oh, this is okay. This is from 2 weeks ago when I responded to Ryan saying, like during the sync, I responded saying that his suggestions seemed good to me. And I believe the other issues that are coming up are Sean asking asking for an update on the two issues, Select Fails on Latest and also something else.
So that's, Select Fails on Latest and then and that's
remove
number 85.
Command. Oh yeah, the remove command.
And the remove command, number 66.
Yes.
Those coming anytime soon, or should I do a release for the init change?
Let me check my calendar. Because I was thinking I might get to them this week.
Let's see. Okay, if you are, then I would wait.
Yeah, I either I get to them Wednesday or Thursday of this week, or you can assume that I won't get to them until maybe next week.
Well, if it's in the next 2 weeks, I'll wait.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's any longer than that, I just go ahead and I do that release.
Sure. Yeah. I expect I should be able to do them tomorrow or Thursday. At least one of them. Okay, is that everything on the list? I think so.
Yep, and hey, we had two releases during the meeting.
Yeah, it's a new record, I think.
Nice work, everyone.
I should go crazy and just release Jason's soundness fix for Pony C while we're at it, just because I can. Just because it's now so friggin' easy to do. But no, I'm going to stick to the schedule that I set, and it's going to be released the end of the month.
Discipline. Okay, so I think that covers it for all the issues that we had listed. Is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up before we close this out? Can I take that as a no, or as somebody is still struggling to find their unmute button?
So is that closed? Okay, that got closed. Right. Boom. Okay. Nope. Nothing. I thought I might have a question for Gordon, but no.
Okay. In that case, then, I will stop recording here. Thank you, everybody, for coming in person. Thank you, everybody, who's listening to this. And we will see you.
Oh. Don't end the meeting. You can end the recording, but you can't end the meeting yet.
Yeah, okay. Just going to end the recording. So see you all next week.